And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for this hour. This news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team. Proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider to AVS Broadband. And look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. Also by Tri-County Equipment. Your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertrand, Burton, Kiro, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. And by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding and Building repairs your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. The Huron County Planning Commission continued work Wednesday on proposed revisions to the county's utility-scale solar ordinance, while hearing nearly an hour of public comment focused on renewable energy development, farmland preservation, and local zoning authority. During the meeting, commissioners reviewed possible changes to the draft ordinance, including discussions about reducing the maximum acreage that could be devoted to future utility-scale solar projects. Commissioners debated several acreage limits while weighing the county's master plan, agricultural preservation goals, and the potential impact of Michigan's renewable energy laws. Planning staff also updated the commission on the pending special use permit application for Ranger Power's proposed Pinesap Solar Project. Officials said the application remains under technical review by the county's planning consultant. That review is expected to take approximately 30 to 45 days before returning to the commission for further consideration about further consideration and a future public hearing. Several residents urged the commission to adopt stricter limits on industrial-scale solar development, citing concerns about the loss of farmland, property values, decommissioning requirements, and local control over zoning decisions. Others encourage commissioners to ensure any future projects include stronger financial protections and greater benefits for county residents. Planning officials remind commissioners that while a temporary moratorium remains in place on approvals, state law requires the county to continue reviewing applications under the ordinance currently on the books, as work continues on possible amendments. No final action was taken on the proposed acreage limits or the Ranger Power application. Discussion on both topics will continue at future Planning Commission meetings. And we'll be right back with your national and international news after this message from AVS Broadband.
For 30 years, AVS Broadband has been more than an internet provider. They've been your technology partner. From the days of dial-up to today's fast, reliable fiber network, AVS has been helping families and businesses across the Thumb stay connected through every stage of life. Because they're local, they understand the communities they serve and the technology challenges customers face each day. That's why AVS is committed to providing the right solutions to keep homes and businesses connected, secure, and running smoothly. And when you need a little extra help, the AVS tech team is ready to assist with technology support right inside your home or business. Whether it's internet, connected devices, or internal networks, you'll have a trusted local partner by your side. With technical support available 24/7, friendly local staff, and a commitment to staying ahead of evolving technology, AVS Broadband is here whenever you need them. Learn more at avsbroadband.com or call 888-282-4932. AVS Broadband, your technology partner for 30 years and counting.
And we are back with your national and international news. A festive 4th of July holiday turned to tragedy in Wisconsin Friday evening when a powerful storm tore across a lake and capsized a recreational boat. Three children lost their lives in the incident, according to police who noted that all of the children aboard were wearing life jackets at the time. Emergency responders worked throughout the night in difficult conditions as storms continued to sweep across part of the Midwest. The deaths cast a somber shadow over an otherwise celebratory holiday weekend, And state officials are calling for renewed awareness around boating safety during severe weather. The victims' identities have not yet been publicly released as authorities work to notify families. The National Weather Service had issued warnings earlier in the day for the region, though forecasters say the storm intensified faster than models initially predicted. And Venezuela is still reeling from twin earthquakes that struck earlier this week, with the human toll growing grimmer by the day. Venezuelan acting President Delcy Rodriguez declared 7 days of national mourning as the official death toll climbed to 2,295 people. Thousands more are still unaccounted for, and rescue teams warn that hope for finding survivors in the rubble is fading as the days pass. Rescue workers continue combing through collapsed structures in the La Guaira region. Through the scale of the destruction has overwhelmed local emergency response capacity. International aid organizations are calling for immediate logistical support, including heavy equipment and medical teams, as access to some of the harder hit regions remain limited by damaged roads and infrastructure. The disaster is compounding an already severe humanitarian situation in the country. And we'll be right back after this message from our sponsors.
Siding and building repair for your new roof, roof repair, or leak detection.
This is Derek Bresky, your roofing specialist from Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair. Most people think replacing their old worn out roof is expensive and are afraid of rising costs. Call me for a free roof inspection and let me show you what Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair have to offer. With over 40 years experience, I will personally come and inspect your roof. Trust me to give you a roof you can afford, including a top-of-the-line quality shingle.
Call my dad at 999-529-8167.
That's right, Ayana. Call our dad today at Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair, a company you can trust.
Don't waste your time shopping for ag equipment through online auctions. Head to your nearest Tri-County equipment location and ask about their wide selection of pre-owned equipment, including pre-owned tractors, implements, sprayers, combines, and more. When you shop locally with Tri-County Equipment, you're not just buying equipment, you're buying with confidence. Tri-County knows the history of the equipment you're purchasing. Why buy online without truly knowing what you're getting?
Plus, you don't have to worry about expensive auction fees when you shop locally with Tri-County Equipment. To check their inventory, visit TriCountyEquipment.com. Call your local Tri-County salesperson or stop into your nearest Tri-County Equipment location.
Don't miss your chance to save big at Tri-County Equipment. Get to your local Tri-County Equipment and lock in your savings before they're gone.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
And we are back. And that was your news for this hour. We have no obituaries to report at this time. And you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.